Hello, December. Goodbye, 2018. It's Grow Great Daily Brief number 113 for Monday, December the 3rd, 2018. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. The website is growgreat.com. Here we are. It's the final month of the year. And for many of us, it's the end of our fiscal year as well. For others, well, it may be the end of your third quarter or something else. There's a paradox to saying hello to the end. It's also hello to the start of a new week. It's hello to the start of a new month. Today, I mostly want to reflect on the last 11 months and the remaining days of 2018, not in some detailed point of view, but just kind of in general, kind of a drone's perspective, and I don't know, just an overall mindset. These are the things that are on my mind today. Hopefully, back at the end of the summer, you really set about to plan and prepare for 2019. But if you haven't done it yet, don't worry, it's not too late. But you need to get started. And if you don't, then you're going to leave your future to random chance, and we don't want to do that. So I want us to begin to challenge ourselves. Let's set about to make December 2018, this month, and all of next year, all of 2019, let's set about to make this our most intentional and purposeful time ever. Now, even if random chance has been good to you, let me challenge you to try a different approach. And maybe you're a fanatical planner. Well, you can try a different approach as well. There's always room for improvement. There's room for growth. It doesn't matter how we roll. Here we are on December 3rd, Monday. And when you close the books on December 2018, what do you want to see? What results are you after for the month of December 2018? What about for the year of 2018? When you close the book on 2018, what do you want to see? And let's reverse engineer this. Now, you're not likely going to make the year if you are woefully behind projections. A month isn't likely going to be enough unless your seasonality is just ridiculously slanted toward December. And I suppose it could be. But I would remind all of us, how you end matters. Now, I'm not going to be so idiotic to repeat that triteness. It's not how you begin that matters, it's how you end. Listen, both matter. It matters how you start, and it also matters how you end, and everything in between matters as well. But here we are entering the final month of the calendar year, and so how we started the year, that's far behind us. We can't do anything about that now. But we can do something about the finish, because the finish is ahead of us. And so let's concentrate on that. But at the same time, you know what we can concentrate on? The beginning of next year. End strong. Now, you're thinking of something right now, something that you wish you would have accomplished this year, but it ain't looking good. You're maybe thinking about something that you wish you would have improved. You intended to, but so far, here we are now, entering December, and you haven't even started it yet. What are those things? What are those things that you wanted to improve, you wish you would have improved, but you didn't? Don't run away from those things. Let's stare those things down. Now, maybe they're not possible to accomplish over this month, but what if you could? What if you could? And what if you could really make some meaningful progress on them over the next number of weeks that make up December 2018? Now is the time. Now is the time. Don't let the bigness, don't let the smallness of it, whatever it is, dissuade you. We can all be prone to think, you know, there's no way I can get that done in such a short time. Or, you know, it doesn't matter that much. I'll just start it later. I'm pleading with you. That's right. I'm pleading. I'm begging with you to avoid letting either of those thoughts ruin your December. The biggest projects on the planet had simple, straightforward beginnings. There's no better time. Begin it now. The smallest accomplishments often lead to much bigger, more significant efforts, and frankly have big, big outcomes. Don't minimize the impact of something small. Has your spouse ever just come out of the blue and hugged you and told you how much they appreciate you and love you? Well, did that have any impact on you? Don't sell yourself short on doing little but very impactful things. The habit of accomplishment. Our companies and our lives operate kind of in parallel. As the CEO or business owner, your life is impacted by the business, and the business is impacted by your life. We're just intertwined like that. Can't be helped. They're not the same, but they're tied together. Both your life and your company develop habits. And the habit of accomplishment is critical for you both. Well, leverage this final month. Leverage December 2018 to get that habit even more entrenched in your life and your company. I don't care how accomplished you are, there is room for more. But there's another advantage. The habit of accomplishment in pushing through the finish line. Now, I'm old school, and I grew up in an era where sports coaches, they pushed us hard to run through the finish line, play until you hear the whistle, and all the other metaphors that I can't even remember as a baby boomer. And if you're like me, then you can relate. During football season, you know, we were drilled long and hard about don't stop until you hear the referee blow the whistle. Play until the end. Well, it's training, and it's a habit. And it's one that you can always improve in your life. That is playing until the end. And it's true of your life. It's true in your company. And so let's leverage December to make sure that we take our best advantage of every day this month. And let's finish strong. Let's play until we hear the whistle. Celebrate wins. For you, 2018 was good in some ways. For some of you, it was spectacular. For others, you maybe it was very challenging. But let's focus on the good. I hope it was good for you in many ways. Did you celebrate those? Did you acknowledge the great work of the people involved? At the end of the year, during this final month, it may be an ideal time for you to sit down with each employee for 5 minutes. If you've got fewer than 100 employees, maybe you could pull that off if you've got a few hundred employees. Now, not for some formal review, just for a conversation, a check-in with the big boss. And you sit down and you simply say, I wanted to thank you for what you did to help our company in 2018. And maybe you can point something out specific. If there is something that you can single out, find something. Yep, that's going to require some prep work with the leadership team. But these people that you're sitting down, they are driving the performance of your company. There is no investment you will make that will foster higher performance than to acknowledge these people and to thank these people and leave them soaring with confidence, soaring with gratitude. Momentum. Let's use the month of December to build momentum going into 2019. We want to hit the ground running as we all start a new year. Can't do anything about the start of 2018. It's over. But boy, we can sure prepare for the start of 2019. Let's use December like an airplane using a takeoff runway. Let's build up speed. Let's get things going in the right direction. And let's get this bird up in the air, soaring higher than ever. I mean, who knows? Who knows how high? Who knows how far? Who knows how fast we can go? Time to ramp up our energies and find out, don't you think? Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Let's do this again in the morning. See ya.